America, America.
The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
Thank you for listening to the Wednesday edition of A Call for Revival. Father, will you bless every preacher, pastor, missionary, evangelist that will stand tonight. May souls be saved and people be stirred. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm giving you the results of prayer and fasting. We're talking about the wall of prayer and fasting that it needs to be rebuilt. Now, yesterday we talked about Nineveh. Today, let's look at a verse. Ezra and his people were protected because of prayer and fasting. In Ezra chapter number 8, now Ezra has started back to Jerusalem. And Ezra was ashamed to ask the king for help because he told him he trusted in the Lord. But let's read Ezra chapter number, chapter 8 verse 21. Then I proclaimed a fast there at the river of Havilah, that we might afflict ourselves before our God to seek of Him a right way for us and for our little ones and for all our substance. Now, then notice, that's verse number 21. Notice verse number 23. So we fasted and besought our God for this, and He was entreated of us. What did they do? They prayed and they fasted. Now, here's Ezra. And one thing caught my attention in this verse. He said, we're going to seek a right way for our little ones. Now, I'm not going to, get into a big thing about young people. I'm not against young people. I'm not against doing things for young people. But I believe young people ought to learn the same Bible we have, sing the same music we do, and they ought to be taught that. If you don't teach them that, they won't turn out that way. You say, preacher, you can't reach them that way. Let me say this to you. The young people have the same opportunities as old people. They have to follow God. You can't throw the rules out. And so these men were wise in seeking a right way. They sought it out for their children. If you won't do it for yourselves, you ought to pray and fast for America, for revival, for your children's sake. Folk, do you realize today you live in a day? Now, you take a look at that little six-year-old grandchild. And that grandchild, if something don't happen, is not going to grow up in a free America. They're sitting there right now ready to take your guns, your Bibles, and your friend. You say, preacher, I've heard that all my life, brother. There are laws being passed. There are things being done now. And the local municipalities, the towns, you ought to pay attention to what's going on in your town government and your county government. Because that's where the power is. That's where the laws are being passed. Half the laws that are passed by the towns, a lot of them are unconstitutional. Did you know every gun control law is unconstitutional according to the Constitution? Now, wait a minute. If you want to change the Constitution, you have that privilege. It takes I believe 36 states and then the votes in Congress. If you want to change it, change it. But until you change it, you can't pass laws. Just like religion, you can't pass a law that prohibits a man to worship. You can't say, well, a man can't worship because he don't have any parking. You can't say that, because that infringes upon his rights. Did you ever think you'd ever see people? You can't go into a church and disrupt a church service because you want to make a statement. You can't do that. That's infringing upon people's rights to worship. And so we see that the devil is, and if you want to change the Constitution, that's up to you. But as long as we have that, and as long as we go by that, then we've got. But now, if we want to seek a right way for our children, and we want to make sure we got a firm foundation under us, we need to pray and fast. You have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.